Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries podcast, episode 35.
Yay! Well,
today I'm joined by David Reese.
Hello.
Max Smith.
Hello there.
Oh, God.
Tom Looney.
Yeah.
And Joe McGrath.
Yay!
Of course, this is filmed a week behind the world, so at the moment we don't know who's president, and we don't know if Tom will be alive next week.
Yay!
He's got diarrhea, everyone.
Yeah, it's a bit shit, really. But,
That's so good. Yeah. Was that on the piece of paper there?
Yeah. One note.
I've been having them burning
That's
sensations.
That's where I've gone a bit early with it.
Right, the diarrhoea, the burning ones. I think that's because I had KFC last night, though, yeah. So...
KFC doesn't give you a burning poo, though.
No, the hot wings.
Did you cook it?
No, it's just raw chicken. Yeah, I had the hot wings one, so... Burns like a bastard.
Max, have you had diarrhoea this week?
I have.
I haven't had it. So
you've never had diarrhoea?
I have had it, yeah, but not this week.
I've not had it in like...
Works like
it. A decade. It's been a long time.
A decade?
Yeah, diarrhea. Like, it's not something I get. I've thrown up, you know, I've been ill, but I've not had diarrhea.
Okay,
I remember it. I think I was in college a long time ago.
That's mad.
Like, shut up.
Like 19, shut yeah, up. 19, I think. Last time I had proper projectile diarrhea.
Max, tell my man, shut up.
Shut up.
So I live well, generally.
A man with your body would have diarrhea.
How was the hospital last night, by the way?
Yeah, okay. I've hurt my leg.
He was like that, he said.
Yeah, yeah. My black eye's gone.
Yeah.
Completely.
Was the leg hurt because of the diarrhea?
No. Separate incident. I've been in the wars.
Good inquiry there.
Thank you. Yeah. Wonder if anyone has shit themselves and broke their leg at the same time.
Great question.
Yeah.
Dave Raves there. Yeah.
Maybe that's happened to you. Maybe you know someone. Get in touch.
Yeah. Halloween. It was Halloween last week.
Oh, yeah. Spooky.
Yeah, yeah. Did you do anything for it?
Yeah, I had a bit of a party.
Oh, yeah. Just six people, I hope.
This guy had a massive party, invited all his friends, so there were about four people there.
Two of them were his parents.
Oh. Get three separate houses.
God, lockdown two, guys, am I right?
Oh.
Yeah. Have you got anything to prepare for it, you know? We've been given a little bit of a notice.
No, I can't say I have.
Right.
Boarded the windows up.
Yeah?
No one can't get in or out.
What about you? Jenna's trapped inside.
I'm out, yeah. I've got the key.
I did it from the outside.
Hang on a minute. Nah, I've done nothing.
What about you, Max?
After last time, the Rennies shortage.
Do you know what? Yeah. I was actually just going to, you know, kind of jest that you stocked up on Rennies.
Yeah, I saw that.
You
know,
particularly funny.
Yeah. Four boxes with 96 in.
Yeah.
You do the math, because I can't.
384.
Jesus, fair play, if that was right.
Yeah.
Might not be.
Say it with confidence. That's all you need.
Yeah,
who's going to check?
Yeah, I'm not.
It is right.
No, that's
We're all there for a laugh, but that's correct.
Yeah. Calculator.
Anyway, so you've bought Rennies.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Tom?
I managed to get some weights right at the end of the last lockdown, so...
Did you?
Yeah, I got them on Amazon. It took about 2 months to come.
I don't remember seeing any weights.
There's a 3 and a 5.
They're not weights, that's a tin of beans.
You can do good, you can do a good workout with a 5.
Yeah, man, yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, preacher, bro.
Sounds like my dad. he's crashed towards women.
Have you done anything, Stephen?
I've bought weights, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
50 nice. Kilograms. So.
50 kilograms?
Yeah.
Worth mentioning.
50s.
Fair play.
Not
can
dumbbells,
you lift 50s?
Though. Struggle to lift the box, but you know, there's different movements where you lift.
Put you right to shame, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's not what we're here for.
I'll see what happens, won't we? Put it to the test.
So he lifted that too and shat himself, you know what I mean?
Hurt your leg. It's all coming together.
Got a black eye.
Yeah.
The haircut the other week.
Yeah. Hey!
Go on, let me have it.
Anything else? What'd you do last week? Anything cool?
Last week?
Dave?
Wrapping my mind for memories.
Sounds like a lyric from the streets when you say it.
Wrapping my mind
did a bit of Amazon shopping.
Fuck me.
Got an extension cable.
Fucking hell.
Nah, drive.
Jesus Christ.
New book.
What about you, Stephen?
Good book.
Yeah, cheers, mate. I went to my nephew's birthday party.
Yay! Yay!
Bonkers, bonkers.
It's coming right off.
Not a friend of the podcast.
Too young,
a friend,
I suppose.
At the moment. No, he's still refusing to say my name. He's saying my girlfriend Zoe's a lot. Again, looking at a necklace.
Yeah.
Or something else that dangles. Her boobs, not my penis.
Oh, right, I was going to say balls.
Gets it from your dad, doesn't he?
he does. Crafty. And then I was on Sky Sports on Saturday morning as well.
Very nice. What's that like?
It's okay, yeah. We had to do it from home this time, in the studio, so didn't get to see Phil Thompson and go, he's not there anyway, actually. Probably for the best, you know. If he was there, you'd go, Phil, you've been sacked, go.
And rightly so.
No, not rightly so.
Phil, he's
a crass individual.
Phil.
Apologise to Phil Thompson now.
Soz, bruv.
US election. So, at the moment, it's still not sorted.
No.
But it will be done by the time this goes out. So let's play it both ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, the worst thing has happened. Trump's won. Sick of it.
Fuming.
Then again, if we go the other way. Trump's lost. And he's pressed the red buzzer.
Fuming.
Turns out it just controls David Walliams' red buzzer on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, no.
That's a shame because there was a real good dog on there that was doing a tap dancing routine to Westlife's You Raise Me Up. And if you know BGT, that's gold.
Is that Pudsey?
He's dead.
Shouldn't apply.
Oh, the theme of today is death.
Relevant.
Yeah.
That's why I did it. I wanted to get into the swing of things.
Speaking of which,
we've covered the election then.
speaking of killing things, we did a little bit of improv at the end of last week's podcast where me and Dave were playing girls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tom was a guy. Max was the guy's dad.
Sexy guy.
It was 30 seconds into the improv before Max said, "I fucked your mum," very loudly, and killed the improv. Max.
Well, you say
you
that.
You haven't learned since second year.
I didn't say it.
This is what you get.
The character said
when you mess with the improv king.
My mind goes elsewhere. I go blank, and somebody else takes over.
Who takes over? Who would you say took over in that?
A passionate dad.
Yeah, just a passionate dad trying to get his son, a little bit of nookie.
I've noticed when you do improv, it often turns into what you're fucking, Back in second year, it was your fucking friend of the podcast, Tom McManus.
Great friend of the podcast.
Great friend. He was fucking you.
Yeah, he fucked me once, huh?
Did he?
I was dressed as Tinky Winky.
That was you?
I wouldn't
have known from the video.
You stitched me up, my face did appear in the
barely.
I mean, there is a pause button, it's quite obviously
he
me.
You can't use it then, Grandad.
Usually
you want to be granddad now, do you?
Well, you moved on and it sounds like I've died.
Great granddad.
Oh, yeah.
You get the adjective
by the granny podcast goes out.
Hopefully.
Just stop by the Rennies, mate.
Painful, though.
No, mate, eat them all. Painful, eat them all tonight.
Yeah, man. Could you die from a Rennies overdose?
I don't know. I don't think so.
If I worked for Rennies, I would get Rennie Zellweger to do the adverts.
It's not
like that.
Or the two Rennies.
She has a bad acid reflux, Dave.
Rennie.
Right,
Mühlenstein.
I don't know what you said, sorry.
I saw it. Yeah, Max said the two Rennies, which was an all right reference. And I said Rennie Mühlenstein, just an ex-United coach. So it's a bit more niche.
I thought you meant like the two Ronnies.
Yeah, that was.
No, it was.
Good, yeah, I'm on board. I'm all caught up.
Some good stuff.
Sean Connery died.
Oh, yeah.
Age 90. What annoys me about these celebrity deaths is the very same night there'll be a show on ITV and it'll be a show all about Sean Connery's life. And I think you've had this prepared.
Yeah.
You've been waiting for him to die to go. Play the tape. They must have had one of Bruce Forsyth for ages. Yeah.
20 years, I heard.
Who told you that?
Oh, Brucey boy.
He knew.
Yeah. He started tap dancing.
They're after me.
He'll never get. Oh, he didn't have a lisp, did he?
Maybe he's doing a little voice for you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing some improv. Like he's in the room.
He said, "I fucked your mum." And I said, "Yes, and."
Yeah. It's going really well.
Yeah, it's really
so
good.
So good.
Tom had a haircut last week.
Yeah,
I mean, is this a bad haircut?
I didn't even notice it.
Right.
Sign of a good haircut.
Yeah. Always.
Dave, you've gone for slip back now. Proper geezer.
Do you know what I mean?
Essex geezer.
I bought a Baker Boy cap recently and I was like, well, if I've got the hat, I've got to have the air.
Isn't that one of those that has the little... the buckles on the top?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was the one with...
And it's the one I wear for camp characters. Yeah, no offence to any gay listeners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Or any bakers.
Or any non-gay listeners who, you know, wear
those
one of them.
Hats.
I was named at them.
I'm mainly farmers, I feel.
Oh, a flat cap?
A flat cap,
right. Yeah, that's two different hats, Dave. Yeah. Right. I got a sombrero this week. It turns out it's, you know...
a cowboy.
That's what they wear on the ranches.
Yeah, one of the Peaky Blinder ones.
So if one of them... If Tommy... Yeah, yeah. Not Tommy Fury. If he was in it, that'd be something else. Staring down the camera lens, knowing him.
He can be, if you want some great improv.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him.
He's with Molly May. She was at the studios you work at, Tom, and you said you saw her boobs. What's that all about, Tom?
Just to clarify, that's not what happened. I didn't realise who she was until afterwards.
Are you claiming she edits her pictures?
Quite possibly. I should also put I didn't see anyone's boobs.
Oh, you say she's flat chested?
Well done, Dave. You apologise to Molly May. You apologise to Tommy Fury. Tommy Shelby,
Shelby, yeah.
So, yeah, if Tommy Shelby was wearing a Baker Boy hat, I don't think he'd be as intimidating at this point. That's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
You know. Beer 52!
52!
Oh, my God.
Beer 52!
Oh, God. We are buggered when they listen to this and go, fuck me. We've put our money into this podcast. Jesus Christ.
Why don't they have a Spotify deal?
Where are we in the podcast? Where's the advert? Oh, just after Tommy Shelby wearing a Baker Boy hat. Molly May being flat chested.
Just
fast forward
through all the diarrhoea stuff.
That's the best stuff we've got.
How does the sound of a free case of award-winning beer sound to you? Not bad, eh? ? Well, that's exactly what Beer 52 are offering. All you have to do is go to www.beer52.com/Stephen and cover the £5.95 postage. Pounds, and they'll deliver this exclusive case worth £24. Right to your door. They didn't use the colloquial term quid, I did that. Every month they visit a different country. Oh, even in this climate. Ashamed of yourself, Beer 52. Beer 52's 150,000 strong legion of members rate the beer they receive each month, and this month the case is a collection of the highest rated beers of the last 12 months. The best of beers. So basically the best of the best. Don't worry, if you don't like the dark beer, you could choose the light option. Each case also comes with the award-winning beer magazine
Ferment.
As well as a tasty snack to enjoy along with your beer. If it's not for you, you can pause/cancel any time. Just go to www.beer52.com/Stephen to claim your free case of 8 craft beers now. That's www.beer52.com/Stephen. How do you spell Stephen, Max?
STEPHEN.
Nice. Beer52.com. Well done. What was our first experience of death? For me, it was The Lion King.
Sad moments. Mufasa.
Musaka.
Musaka. Mufasa, I was right there.
Just my granddad died during the film. Thank you for the Musaka reference. No, when Mufasa dies, I was in tears, looking at my own father going, God, don't let that happen to you. It's not a funny joke. Nothing funny about my father's possible death. Get out. Putting footsteps of Joe leaving. Tripping over. Nice one, Joe. He had to walk, idiot.
And a cat noise.
And a fart noise as well. You sound just takes like him.
They're still going.
Yeah. Stinky bum.
Fine now.
So Lion King for me. What about you, Max?
Toy Story. Yeah, I think it's another film. Well, it is another film. I don't know why I think that.
You wouldn't know, wouldn't you?
I love movies.
Movie expert.
It's when Sid blows the little plastic toy up, the little plastic army man.
Yeah. It was quite scary. Like, his toys were scary.
And the dog.
Are terrifying.
I don't like those dogs in real life.
No.
Baby's head with the mechanical body.
But they turned out to be, spiders. You know, good honest toys.
Oh, that's so true.
Taught me that you can't judge a book by its cover.
It's like a good version of Hills of Eyes.
If a hill let's say Movember, that's a mountain, mm-hmm. had a pair of big goggly eyes on it. I wouldn't be afraid.
No, do you know what I mean?
I'd be terrified.
Wearing glasses.
I mean, is it just like stuck on it?
If Neil Buchanan had done it for Art Attack, yeah. you know, you'd sort of respect him and you'd go, so, wow. That's
but
it.
Are these real eyes, like blinking and just watching?
No, like goggly eyes. You go on a birthday card.
Oh, okay, fair.
Like if there's an earthquake, it goes.
So as your house is crumbling, you can look at them. You can look at the mountain and
see what they did.
Got a lot of time for it.
Tom, when did you experience death?
Probably no, Bambi's mum.
No, because wasn't it the Second World War for you? The old codger.
That's good.
He was there during the Crusade.
When you killed Franz Ferdinand in the First World War.
Wasn't it when you were fighting Ugg for First Flame?
Or Tim-Tim, or Tim-Jam, or Tim-Jin, Tim-Jin.
Tim-Jin!
Yeah, man.
You should know that.
Go back to the history. No, I'm watching.
Tim-Jin.
So yours was...
Yeah, Bambi.
Bambi's mum. Of course, yeah.
That's quite
I would say so.
Bambi's mum, yeah.
Yeah, Bambi's mum.
Great improv character later. What about Bambi's mum?
Dave, what was your first experience of death?
Funnily enough, another Disney film. Fox and the Hound.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he gets...
Boris Johnson comes in. God, the bastard.
Die. It's when the other dog gets hit by the train. It's quite,
I haven't seen it. Spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
Just going to watch that tonight.
ruined. I won't say which dog.
Were you upset at The Lion King?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah.
I think it's more relatable because it's a parent and a son relationship. Whereas the toy in Toy Story is just a rogue toy.
You just love your toys, don't
love
you?
My toys.
And had a bully. I thought that Sid. Someone could take them away.
Imagine that's someone just fucking up a toy. That's what haunted you for a while, didn't it?
That's funny. That's funny that.
That's enough of that. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank God.
Celebrity deaths. So I've put here 2016, because there was a space where everyone was going, who's next? Because it seemed like everyone was passing away. David Bowie. Alan Rickman. Don't boo dead people, Joe. Fuck me. Let's establish that rule. David Bowie. So Alan Rickman.
He stopped booing, but he's just doing that.
David Bowie, Alan Rickman, Prince, Muhammad Ali, George Michael, Carrie Fisher, Terry Wogan, Ronnie Corbett, Victoria Wood, Carolina Hearn, Gene Wilder, all passed away in 2016.
Oh, jeez.
First of all,
sad bunch.
You've got to look at Ronnie Corbett dying. And Terry Wogan, and you think Rob Brydon's set is sort of scuppered there when they're dead, because that's half of his show.
Yeah.
And then Carolina Hearn, Victoria Wood, women's comedy down the pan. Left to Mrs. Brown after that. that was probably the worst year, worst period of time for celebrity deaths. Recently, there's been quite a few though. Maybe that's because of COVID though.
This year, like Kobe Bryant, like that was this year.
I guess it's more shocking, isn't it, when it's someone that's 90.
He's in his 40s. Right.
Yeah. And you think someone so famous with a good life, you don't really expect it. Yeah.
I mean, he seems like a really genuine, nice guy. Like, don't deserve to die. In that way. Yeah.
Who does?
He does.
Hitler?
Yeah. Misunderstood.
And that one.
Caroline Flack. That one was shocking. I think I was with you when I was on Twitter scrolling through and I just saw all these tweets.
Yeah. Avicii, that one got me.
Oh, of course.
That was a suicide, wasn't it?
It was weird, that one.
Tends to be the way for younger celebrities, I guess.
Mm. It's very
it's too much.
Yeah.
And I loved his songs.
Apparently he was...
even if he didn't.
He was overworked.
Yeah.
But then also, he was looking into like child sex trafficking or investigating it and found out some stuff.
Okay.
And that's a conspiracy.
But even if there's nothing suspicious, I mean, imagine it must weigh heavy on you, you know.
I'll tell you what, Robin Williams.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That was devastating, that.
Yeah.
My mate told me about that.
And there was the Family Guy episode that night where the Robin Williams episode.
Everyone turns into Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Robin.
Robin. The singer.
Yeah. It's completely unrelated, but it's just close enough that it's like, ah, man, that's weird.
Is there something in this?
The famous thing that episode.
Detective Dave interviewing Seth MacFarlane and Gary Barlow. What about funerals? Have you been to many?
A couple. So I wasn't really...
Which couple?
So I wasn't really affected by, watching death in films like when I was a kid. But I remember my grandma's funeral, because I was old enough to be, said know what was going on, like 12, 13.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, just couldn't stop crying. Just couldn't handle it at all.
Be asked for that. Touch wood.
I'm all right now.
It's been a bit of a while.
It's been a while. I think it's just the first experience of something being so final. And someone being there and then not.
And seeing your family sad as well. Yeah. That always gets me. It's usually not the actual person's death, but seeing the family upset.
Different gravy, isn't it, seeing that? Like, different grave. Like your dad.
Yeah. If you're at the wrong funeral.
Yeah. It was the burial bit that got me, but... seeing someone being put into the ground.
Don't watch Triple H do a spine buster then.
No. There's
always that nugget of comedy.
Even in something kind of bleak and sad, you just gotta,
Because I'm terrible at funerals because I want to make jokes. Jokes, that's how I deal with death. As soon as Sean Connery died, the first thing was thinking of a joke to do with...
You wrote a set, you know.
Well, I just thought, the first thing I thought was like, saying, is there anything we can do? And then... Doctor, no. The doctor's replies. It was a written tweet. It's not nice.
It's a thinker.
Stop clapping that. That's always my first instinct is to make a joke.
I hate him.
I always thought, and it's when you can't laugh.
I've been there.
Dave was there. I didn't know who he was at the time.
See, I've been quite lucky.
Think about it.
I've been. There's nothing.
You've been lucky, sorry.
I've been quite lucky because I've not had any immediate family. Touch wood.
Again, it's a metal table, like, plastic, I think. So.
Yeah, so I've never had that effect, but I've been to a great nan's funeral. Yeah. And that was
She's so good.
Nice. There we go. Just keeping us honest.
A little nugget, man.
And I didn't really know her that well, but it was still quite sad.
Yeah. That's it.
Was it your great nan?
Oh no, I did know her well. So it was the bloke who gave me my car. I went to his funeral, and even that, I didn't know him. He just gave me his car.
What? Why did he just?
Basically, it's my dad's mate's dad.
Okay.
And he got a load of cars. He was like, "Do you want a car?" Like,
you can have the car. You made me one promise. I want you to be there.
I'll see you in 5 years.
Out of respect, I was like,
"Dave ran him over."
I drove my car. I was like, "He'd like this."
I knew him for 5 minutes.
Just honking outside the church.
I couldn't have that hanging over me. I need to get out of the way with it.
He did want payment, I just forgot. No, so that was sad.
What would you like your funeral to be like? Make it thinking, Tom. You're not planning yours. You come back to Tom being old.
In great shape. Until the last few days. I don't want to get buried.
So you want to be cremated?
Yeah, cremated. I don't really like the thought of having somewhere to visit. I think, you know, when you go, you kept alive. In memories and, you know, you'd be remembered through people talking. But having like a grave to go to, I think it's... Yeah. I think people have a sense of duty on birthdays and Mother's Day and this kind
it's
of
thing. It's nice, though.
Yeah. It is nice, but I wouldn't kind of...
Cemeteries are a quiet place as well. Nice to reflect.
What would you do with your ashes? Well, obviously not what would you do with them. You'd be dead.
I don't know, mate.
Why these not? Are my ashes. I promise. But if I'm here...
Well, if I'm here, where's the bloke who sold me my car?
Every funeral I've been to has been at a crematorium.
Oh, yeah.
So I've never actually seen anyone buried.
Well,
have you ever been to, like, an open casket funeral?
No.
That'd be weird, that. That's what the Americans do, isn't it?
Yeah, Americans.
Was it Mexican?
Irish.
Oh, yeah, they do. They dress up their dead, didn't they, the Mexicans?
That's it, yeah.
Do a whole weird thing on that.
I saw a video of a Mexican funeral where they used to play football with the guy, so they played one last game and they kicked the ball against the coffin and it went in.
Nice.
Imagine being that keeper.
Devastated.
Yeah, man. Imagine being picked after the casket as well. Fuck me.
Running rings around me.
Taking the piss.
I don't know if I'd want a serious... I guess you have to have a serious funeral. But I'd want there to be funny stories.
Yeah.
Would you like to film maybe like a little video from Beyond the Grave to play?
Yeah, maybe.
Comedy video.
Yeah.
Sketch.
Just a little sketch. Finally did with the drama and everyone would realise, wow, he did have talent. Almost Stephen Graham-esque. Maybe do a wacky sketch.
And then
I'd have a character in the church, maybe a hologram.
Yeah.
Sort of, okay, now I'm actually alive. One last prank. Yeah.
That'd be good.
I don't think I'd leave like a letter. I don't know if you've seen the film P.S. I Love You.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
The way he leaves letters for her, I just think if that was me and I had a letter from someone beyond the grave, that'd be devastating to read.
Yeah.
It'd just be brutal.
Sad.
Yeah. Because doesn't he do it in like.
He does it over a couple years,
Let go, mate. Let's move on to Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies, Stephen, sweet little lies.
Nice singing, boys.
Stephen Lies.
This week, Tom is our detective.
Yep.
He had a very funny true story about him murdering someone, but legally we can't do that.
Yeah.
Who would you like to go first, Tom?
Dave.
I failed a module at uni after my nan died twice in a month.
Stephen.
I once got a boner at a funeral before I had to get up and sing. I just love singing.
And Max, come on, you might as well.
A piece of fruit destroyed my family.
We'll start with that. You can expand a little bit.
Curse you, plum pudding.
Expand a little bit.
Oh.
Fruit drink expand. A little bit.
He said fruit expands. They realised what the
nice, nice.
A piece of fruit.
Yeah.
Destroyed your family.
Yeah, for a couple months. I had a little dog, Cash. Little dog, little fun.
Yeah,
dog.
Dogs are fun.
Yeah, some dogs.
On the most part.
Yeah. I don't want to generalise.
Mad respect to that, Max.
Thank you.
Speaking out.
One day he went out into the garden.
Yep.
And ate what I can only assume is a wild berry.
Matt Berry. Great reference.
Yeah, great, yeah. Great, yeah.
Good singer as well.
He then bled to death.
Oh.
sorry. Sometimes someone...
sometimes devastating.
Delivery's just so comical. You say he bled to death.
I'm laughing, but it's actually awful.
Immediately?
Within a few hours of ingesting said berry. And that was my first true, actual thing with death.
It wasn't Toy Story.
Well, no, Toy Story was my first, oh, that person died, yeah. That toy's died. I have now experienced death.
Yeah. Something you're close to.
In some level.
Yeah.
Not the Toy Story. That little toy man. But witnessing...
You're close to your dog.
Yeah, witnessing him die like that. They took him to the vet. Apparently it would cost thousands of pounds to...
And you weren't prepared to pay that?
Well, I didn't have thousands of pounds.
Some kid would do
didn't
that.
Have it.
You know, it was too much money and also it would only have lasted for a week.
That's
so
ridiculous,
you know, a week it would have been there.
Yeah. You got to let him go.
Yeah, had to let him go.
Runs back out to the garden, eats another berry.
So... Very sad for quite a while. I used to do these big walks and
very, very sad.
I would cry and people would walk past and I'd be like,
how old are you?
Life goes on. 20.
Were you 20?
Sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Sad times.
Go on, Dave.
So my nan died twice in a month.
Yep.
Devastating. I was obviously at uni my first year. Studying hard, or hardly studying.
I did study hard in first year.
It's nice to laugh again.
I'll get a phone call on the old blower. So I'm like, oh, hello, who's this?
And what were you doing at the time?
Me? Wanking. No, just rehearsing.
Yeah.
I was at uni with James, we were doing...
it was a masturbation
module. it was a comedy, so when I got the phone call, it wasn't I couldn't continue sort of thing. I was a bit devastated at the time. Well, I went back to the flat and rang my mum. I was like, I'll come down, sort it out, come down, see her. Well, not see her, because she's dead. And then the day before, I was about to go down and get another phone call. And she's like, oh, she's alive. She wasn't actually dead. She's like, I've changed my mind. She's not actually dead. She's alive.
Did the doctors change their mind?
I was like, oh, actually, she might pull through. Well, so no, she died.
They prematurely diagnosed her dead.
They buried her.
She's dead.
She's all right. She's all right.
Banging on the inside of the coffin.
What are you doing, you bastard?
BBC prepared a film.
But while the flowers.
What's going on? So I was nice one. Don't have to come down. Get a phone call 2 days later. This is when I meant the 2 days later sort of thing.
Yeah.
I was joking, going, oh, she ain't dead again, is she? And... yeah.
Well, I'm assuming she was very, very sick.
She was very
nearly
ill.
Died.
Very
so
ill.
Probably
very
should have
Ill.
Gone and seen her.
To be fair, I'd seen her before I come back up because she was in hospital whilst I was down there anyway.
Down there. Look at this.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, she passed away again. two days later.
Cool. I'm sorry to hear.
Cheers.
If indeed that is the case.
Yeah.
Stephen, whose funeral was this?
It was my mum's mum, aka my nan.
Yep. What were you due to sing? Was it a solo, sorry?
She was very religious, and it wasn't a solo, I must insist. She was very religious, my nan, Christian.
In your Elvis costume.
Yeah, keep looking at my nan's funeral.
Sorry, go on. Very religious.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's a Christian song. I used to go to church with her, but I can't remember the songs. Sing Hosanna. Which I used to call Sing Lasagna. I wasn't doing that at the time.
Ave Maria, perhaps?
No. A little bit gauche for my nan's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, rein it in. So she was... It was one of the hymns that they all sing. You've got them on a sheet. But I was sat second row next to my sister and her boyfriend.
Say no more.
Okay.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
And whilst this ceremony's going on, it's quite a long one because she's so religious. Yeah. And, you know, all the churchgoers are there. Being the age I was, which was 18, I...
And being at a funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, black sexy. So I was... my nan wasn't black. just sat down, and my hands were on my lap, and I think the close proximity of my hands to my gland... Maybe got me a little bit excited. It happens when I sit in the car. So when I was that age, anyway.
Yeah. You
my Uber rating would vouch me on that as well. anyway, so I was sat there, and it was just one of the relatives speaking. I think it was my auntie talking. And then I'm looking at her going, I would. just nudging my uncle. Anyway, so I was sat there, and I realised, oh, God, it's time to sing. They all start... Getting up, I'm thinking, I don't want to get up here. You know, something else is already up. So I just sat there, and then my sister's like, get up. So I'm just sort of thinking, oh, God, I've got to go up. So I get up, and then I'm just stood awkwardly. The worst part is my mum, who's sat on the front row, you know, with all the very close relatives, is turning around, just looking at me and my sister, you know, making sure we're okay.
Yeah.
I'm busy just not looking at her, head down. And she may have seen her in direction. Never spoken about it, but
no,
terrible
would you?
Funeral.
You know, what's...
Yeah. Funny if I was carrying the coffin with the
That was fine.
Can't even cover it.
Just carrying the coffin.
Look, Mum, no hands.
That's what I was doing. I'm in the joke first. For the listeners. I'm in the joke first.
Dave, that didn't happen, did it? Absolutely, under no circumstances did you get a call saying that your nan had died
twice. Can I explain what yours was supposed to be, Dave?
Go on.
So you call up with an excuse.
That's
twice.
What I... See, I got that when dead. It
that's
was read out and
module.
I thought, no way he's gone this way with it.
When stuff's written down, my brain
don't
calculate well.
So I'm close. I'd like to think you didn't get an erection.
Like to think that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Max's great story about... Max's very sad story, and you did seem affected. I'm going to say it's true.
Yay!
It's true.
It's true.
Sad times.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Little nugget at the end there. That,
great nugget.
After
I love that nugget.
After all the everything you went through.
Yeah.
You know, I got my first.
That's it.
Cracked my first case.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah.
Weird case of like the butterfly effect. That.
Yeah.
I
didn't get an erection at a funeral. Nah. Weird place too. Cheers, Dave. Stitch me up there.
Well, that'll be a good one.
It was good. It was good.
Cheers.
Well done.
Cheers.
What is fictional death? Obvious ones that come to mind for me: Mufasa.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. In Click. Of course, you don't expect it in an Adam Sandler film. When he dies.
And his dad, that's even worse, that bit.
Yeah,
and brutal. He's crying. Oh, that killed me, that.
Yeah.
Devastating.
And I also cried when Jack died in the Titanic. But since you've put it out, he's probably
man,
a fake door. and he, in fact...
He wanted to leave.
Yeah.
We know his plan now.
Your place to be.
It's far less emotional. Well, you guys. His fictional death.
I'm trying to think. So maybe death in a book. My favourite book growing up was To Kill a Mockingbird.
Harper Lee.
Yeah. When they kill... Oh, I forget his name.
Boo Radley?
No.
Never actually read it.
The black fella who goes on trial. There's a miscarriage of justice in a kind of racist America. You know, a black man. You know, so I just thought that was really sad because it was you know, proper relatable story.
Good book as well.
I mean, it's, you know, didn't seem like pie in the sky fiction. It was probably happened.
Yeah. Mm.
For me, I'm going to have to say Green Mile. Have you ever seen Green Mile? Absolutely fantastic.
He must have done.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Great movie. I won't spoil it because it.
With Eminem and he has the record.
Great film. It's a very sad twist at the end. Oh. Won't ruin it because it's worth a watch. But yeah, okay. Very sad ending. Very sad. One that really annoyed me was Game of Thrones. Rob Stark.
Yeah.
Really pissed me off that.
Great show.
Again, won't ruin it.
Speaking of Starks, Iron Man.
Oh. Iron Man, yeah.
I had to take Max out the cinema. He was just robbing people's phones.
Got to make a buck somewhere.
No more.
Not paying £8 for the tickets.
You'll spend money to make money.
Max out of the cinema.
No, people were crying at that though.
Yeah. Like the phone stealing. Not the
film of Mice and Men moment. I had to take Max out.
Of all the films you've watched, have any got you good?
I was going to say book, Dumbledore. But if I'm thinking of film, great question.
Thanks.
I hear Boy in the Striped Pyjamas is quite
that's
a bad one.
Devastating.
I've not seen it.
Devastating. Yeah.
Apparently it's just awful.
Oh, yeah. Up.
Up.
First 10 minutes of Up.
Oh, fuck me.
First 10 minutes of Up.
Yeah.
Devastating.
Guy in that is a spitting image of my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the old guy.
Yeah, like ridiculous.
Square
the
little kid. And everything.
No, not the child.
Not the child.
Your dad's Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Benjamin Button.
Benjamin Button.
Does he die?
Yeah, he gets turned into a
baby, doesn't he? And then
that's on Netflix now.
We don't watch many films, do we?
Patches a Houlihan in Dodgeball.
Oh. That gets me.
Scream at the screen, take me instead. Please, not Patches.
Again, I had to take him.
Damn it.
Curse you, Vince Vaughn.
Scar at the end of The Lion King.
Yeah. Gets you.
Dobby and Harry Potter.
Voldemort.
Yeah. The real hero.
Who wouldn't have the books if it wasn't for him?
Are we afraid of death?
Petrified.
Yeah?
Well, I'm not religious. Like, religious people have something after death, don't they?
Yeah.
For me, there's nothing after death. And that scares me. So I wish I was religious. I'm just smart.
too smart for your own good.
Exactly.
That's always your issue. Yeah.
Exactly. There's no proof.
No, when your nan died
otherwise.
Twice. The doctor called me up and said, "She's actually alive."
You made a mistake.
You never fucking believe this bit.
never fucking believe.
Imagine the other way. They've given her the all clear. Hang on a minute. She's been dead for 2 weeks.
It was just gas.
Tell me, you're afraid of death.
The closer I get to it, I guess.
It's been years now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I guess turning 30, you kind of realise that you're approaching. You know, so much has been. I don't know. Maybe I'm not afraid of it, but I do feel that there's. I don't want to die. And when I think about it too much, it's a bit mad that. Just fear of missing out, isn't it? I just can't imagine not being here.
FOMO.
You know, so right now, I'm okay. I try not to think about it.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have it in mind because living like you're going to die, you know, you should take risks. You should go and do the things you want and don't spend
your time look left and right when you cross a road.
Unhappy. And I was thinking about, you know, staying in a job that you don't like. Or, you know,
do you
not
do
going
it?
And talking
don't
to the pretty girl.
The
you know, it's that kind of thing. You know, live like death is there. But, you know, yeah. Older you get, I imagine, later in life.
Yeah.
Might be tricky to deal with. It's not a nice thought.
No.
Or maybe you're that old, you think, oh, it's coming anyway.
Maybe.
You've lived a life.
A lot of people say that, you know, they sort of get bored and tired near the end, you know. It's like, just take me.
Who are these people?
It's like a classic thing.
Yeah. Right, fair enough.
I don't want to seem rude, but based on every time I've said, well, how's your week been, Max? I'm a little bored and tired.
I'm bored, tired and not very well.
No. I'm doing stuff that you just would have no interest in, you know. It's like me going, oh, I bought Metro Exodus. and I've been saving the wastelands of Russia.
Yeah, but you don't seem excited, though. Cut that much. Point.
No, I will. I'm not even going to appear in this fucking episode. Am I scared of death? I'm scared of dying. Yeah. More than I am of death.
Is there a particular way you're afraid of dying?
Getting crushed to death.
Oh, that's all.
Tortured that. To death.
What about if it was you just scored the winning goal in the Champions League final? Big pile on. Except, you know, we're also tired after an exhausting game. We forget to get up again. Yeah. Just at the bottom.
Die.
Going.
Because the final whistle's gone, the game's over. Yeah. It's just the most incredible moment.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yes. Real Madrid are all going, ah, vamos.
And we're all so caught up that we forget that our dear teammate.
Just done.
Wait, who scored that goal? Sure, yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
At least I'd go out being remembered.
Well, I wouldn't even remember.
I went down there from lack of, lack of being remembered.
No one remembers who scored the goal.
No, yeah, exactly. Wait, they just know.
I'm pretty sure it was one of us.
The final touch. My body's just left there for years.
It's amazing. Yeah, you know, we won that game with 10 men.
Become the ground.
Yeah.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
No, I kind of want it to happen now.
Yeah.
You know, score get a screamer training, from the 50-yard line.
Just come power league once in a while.
I'd rather die.
It's weird though, when you think about it. Like, you know, in terms of getting to that point that you describe, like, you know, you see kind of 70-odd-year-old people, 80-year-old people, and you know, all sorts of things are setting in, and they are going that way. And now, a 77-year-old man is possibly about to become president of the United States.
Wow!
Yeah,
like, I guess if you're lucky and you know you live well, then people are running marathons into their 80s.
Yeah, true.
Can't even do it now.
No,
I said that. Die. Yeah. See what I did there?
What about you, Stephen?
That was genius stage, wasn't it? So went out of my head.
Yeah. You're right, you are intelligent.
I told you.
I'm not really afraid of death. Mm. Although, we got a letter in our building saying, you know, if there's a fire alarm, get out. And I was thinking, if I couldn't get out the flat, I'd have to jump, and then, I would just be dead. So I was sad at that. But it's more, you know, what I've been leaving behind that makes me sad, not... my actual life, because you know, there's nothing you can really do if you die.
Mm.
True.
How would we like to die, if you could pick?
Okay. Heroically.
Right.
Champions League final.
I don't know.
Like, saving your nan, who turns out was actually dead.
she died and she come back. I was like, I'll save her this time.
Speeding to get home and see your nan. Who's been dead for 48 hours.
I guess she'll come back when I'm there. Fingers crossed. I'd want to go like in the army and die. And I don't want to join the army yet.
Yeah.
So
yet.
Just waiting for the right time.
Never a plan. But if I was going to have to die...
You are going to have to die,
though. I know, Dave, eventually.
I feel like you wouldn't really last in the army, because instead of a helmet, you'd have a Baker Boy hat on.
Pick him off.
Pacifist. They didn't pass to me.
I'm a pacifist. Thank you very much.
I don't know.
So you want to die in a war?
In heroically, yeah. Like, I've been watching like Band of Brothers, Pacific Rim, and seeing some of them people. I'm like, man, that is heroic.
Just falling into a ditch.
The starvation of the trench.
Like saving someone.
Yeah,
that's how I want to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you, Max?
Old age. I mean, I don't.
You just want to die in your sleep?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I just die in my sleep, then, I don't know, it's like you go to bed one night and then you never wake up.
Yeah.
You never know that you've gone. I know it sounds stupid, but you wouldn't know that you've died.
Okay, so taking that idea of knowing, assuming you're going to have a nice long life. And
it will be long.
You die when you're 85. Would you like to know now how and when?
Yeah.
Really?
That's a good question. See, I don't know.
Because obviously, the main argument for not, you know, is for not knowing, you know, not wanting to know, is that what if I'm going to die young at 35? I don't want to know now because it's going to.
Torment. A philosopher called Ronan Keating said, "Living each day as if it's the last."
Yeah.
That's all I want to be.
Yeah, I'd rather know.
Really?
Fucking see, tell me.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah. If they're like, oh, you're going to die at 85, hopefully, in a car crash, yeah. I'll get to 85 and just not get
what
a
about,
car.
What about her?
Didn't you get told it was 26 in
yeah,
a car?
Yeah, it's a online quiz. I'll die at 26 in a car.
What about you're going to get stabbed at 32 and bleed out on the side of the road?
What are you laughing at that? I don't know. Why are you looking at me like you're going to stab me when I'm 35?
The ambulance people do come, but they think you're celebrating, so they all pile on.
I'd rather know, just so yeah. I'm like, all right. Well,
really?
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't want to know that.
Going in my sleep would be good.
Yeah.
Like I reckon, yeah.
Yeah, being old and yeah. just going.
Peacefully.
Yeah.
You can't die of old age.
You do look peaceful. I think you people know. That, are, if you're around your family and they saw you die
yeah.
without a struggle, that'd be nice for them.
Mm. Oh, I'd want to look them in the eye. I'll be waiting for you in the afterlife. Then die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Someone I hate there. So when I'm dying,
you're
so
to death by your family.
Yeah, or the man who sold you your car.
Yeah, yeah. I'm coming for you as I die, peacefully.
Yeah,
it's peacefully.
I'd go over dramatically, even if I was going peacefully. So yeah. Like, just like choke, spit everywhere. No one's going to tell me off because I'm dying. So
yeah, that's true.
Do what I want to do.
Tell me if you've written a will.
No, I haven't written a will. I still consider myself young. I'm in my 20s.
Come on!
We joke, yeah. We like to have fun, you know. It's fun for me to.
It's like me saying I can still fit in these pants. They're hanging on by a fucking thread, but I still can.
It's not like that.
It is because you
can't fit into them pants.
Yeah. Age.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I'm a little bit older, but I'd like to think I've still got a long time left.
Still, said Adam Johnson.
Still got time.
Yeah. So said a cook. No, really but, sweaty hands, sorry.
We'll get one this next one. Go on, good. Have you written a will, Max?
No, I think I've just told people they can have what I've got. I don't think I've got enough.
You've not told me anything.
No,
what if,
what
mean,
do you want?
Why don't you go around the room and gift us all something? No,
okay, underpants.
Nice.
All of them.
I'll have that.
I've got a big TV screen. You can have that.
That's very generous. Yeah.
Okay, underpants.
PS4.
Got one.
Yeah, but I've got an account which has got loads of games on.
Yours is broken.
Oh, I can...
So ungrateful, don't get in it.
Yeah. These underpants aren't sounding that great anymore. I've heard the others.
Oh, they're great.
Are they do you want to swap?
Yeah.
Could I have a worn pair?
Of course you can, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can make a tent out of them.
So you don't shit yourself.
Are you fucking kidding? Are you fucking kidding? Make a tent out of them.
Make a hot air balloon out of them.
You can just jump off the balcony now.
I'm pissed. You can glide with them. In fact, mine are better than yours.
Oh, the piss has eroded these. As we crash into them.
That's my plan working.
Have you? I mean, I'm assuming you've not written a will. Have you even thought about a will?
I was thinking, who would I leave, you know, my accounts to?
Oh.
I'd give Max the main channel.
Thank you.
Give
James Ormerod can add to his collection.
Great friend of the podcast.
Yeah, friend of the podcast.
I don't know. Might give my nephew the money I have, and Zoe can have the debt from the flat.
Sounds good.
I haven't really thought.
Well, I mean, obviously death can come at any time, but you know, I don't think it's wrong that you've not put a will together.
Yeah.
Do you reckon anyone? I don't know if you ever do it where you're writing or you're typing and you hear something in the room and you just write what you've heard.
Yeah,
all the time.
Have you ever done that with a will?
Oh, you're joking.
Leave all my money to rock DJ.
Fuck.
I bet someone's done that.
Yeah.
Just what they've heard in the room, yeah.
Well, the outcome was.
Probably a sad family.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to IMAX.
Yeah. Today on IMAX, I have been worried. Well, not today, just in general. I've just been worried about IMAX.
Are we witnessing the death of IMAX?
It's funny, that's what it's called. IMAX is in trouble because it's lockdown too, baby. Mm. What does that mean? Cinemas are closing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which, you know...
I just got used to the fresh new movies.
So I took a little trip overseas.
Oh,
to go to a sort of a convention with in America.
You'll be quarantined.
Yeah,
putting us all at risk in. Like.
If you're a critic, you get sort of licenses and stuff to go check out fresh new movies in other places of the world. So I went to a convention.
Doesn't make you immune from a disease, though, does it?
I'm not immune, I'm very sick.
Big old mass gathering across the pond.
Yeah, it was just a big gathering of people. Yeah. A convention for like small actors. Yeah. So I thought I'd go in to see
like Warwick Davis.
An actor who had a bit part in a movie.
Yeah.
To speak to him about maybe
big part.
A bit part for a small actor.
Which bit?
Leg. Tail?
Whole body. His whole body's in it.
What a treat.
Yeah.
So you interviewed an actor who had a part in a film.
Yeah, a little bit part in the film about maybe getting these cinemas open, please.
Yeah, man.
Could you get a mid shot with Warwick Davis?
I think you could, yeah
if you get down.
Just zoom in.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, I suppose.
Anything's
suppose.
Possible, Dave.
Anything's possible. True that.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Here we are, Tom, at the Trump rally. It's amazing they would hold a rally for a bit part actor. It just proves they love movies here. Oh, look. He's beckoning us.
He's one of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp. How's it going? Do you want to come up and say something? Come on.
Hiya. Get out of the way, Tom. He clearly meant me. IMAX is in shatters. Bojo the Clown has declared a second lockdown, closing the cinemas during November, and everyone here at the Trump rally should agree.
Oh, so bad.
Damn straight. So I'm here begging Donald Trump from the hit movie Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, to make Bojo open the Odeon. Who's with me?
I don't know what to say.
Trump, I make my bread and butter reviewing movies far and wide. You make your money acting in movies. We share common ground.
This is a long time ago.
Fine. Don't help me then, you fucknut. No, I've had it with these hoity-toity actors, thinking they're above reproach. I'm IMAX, the Omega and Alpha of movie reviews. The IMAX organization is...
Your organization's terrible.
Oh, look, the annoying orange is flapping his gums. Ugh, all I want is...
Pigs in a blanket.
Wow, fat shaming now, are we?
And so, Tom, do you know how big he is?
Gordo, gordo, gordo.
Et tu, Brutus?
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm fuming. Oh, for God's sake, who's this now?
Hello! My name's Joe.
Oh, shit. Vice President Joe Biden.
Looking semi-sexy there, I like it.
Oh, thank you. For someone whose diet consists of mainly popcorn, I do all right.
No, not you. Not you.
Oh, you know Joe.
The most beautiful piece of a cake that you've ever seen.
Oh, no.
Let's do it again for charity.
That's the power of IMAX, just bringing people together. No need for hatred or bigotry.
Oh God! You know Mike Pence is the vice president, right?
But if you hold an office,
we don't have time to pick flaws in IMAX. Okay,
you talk about beer
all day. Fair enough. Man.
It was current. It was topical. Cool.
It was boring. That's IMAX. It's just a slice of my life. Yeah?
A few times there, it seemed like you were asking to be cut off when you just kind of stopped mid-sentence and paused for a few seconds. And then seemed annoyed that he was like, interrupting you. But...
Well done to Max Smith there. Don't know why I second named him.
Absolutely amazing.
Or even said that.
Oh, no need for that. Thank you for that. There's a question mark. I'll just get out. Can't even work out a way to kick you out. Glad we got rid of that. Yeah, loose cannon.
Yeah.
We actually have a guest this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
For
a change.
Planned
one.
That's good.
This 80-year-old man has cheated death more times than Jada cheated on Will Smith. Entanglement, my bum. He's been struck by lightning twice.
Ooh.
Fought off a shark in Sydney, Australia. Battled in the Falklands War. Lost an eye after being attacked by a snake. Wrestled 3 honey badgers at once. And of course, he's dodged COVID so far. Please welcome Knight of the Realm, Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
Can't work a door, though. Here he is.
Oh,
watch it out there.
Oh.
Survivor. Oh.
Make way.
It's great to have him here.
Wearing what I thought was a biker boy cap. Yeah. Oh, and he's fell. He's gone.
Oh, he did.
Oh. He knocked the tripod there?
Yeah.
Tripod, okay.
Tripod's fine.
Survivor, when you're ready, just take a seat, please. I want to ask you about the old lightning strikes.
For fuck's sake.
Survivor? Survivor. Oh, God.
Don't worry, this happened to my nan.
Yeah.
They come back.
I hope.
Shall I try and move him?
No.
It just seems a shame because obviously we've got this guest who's clearly a guest.
Let's move on. Never mind.
Oh, I'm really sad. Oh,
shame.
Yeah, it seemed like a nice guy.
They usually die about 5 minutes in.
Yeah. All the time. Oh,
you all right?
Oh, watch out there, Max.
What's going on here?
Thought about what you've ambiguously done, yeah?
Yeah, I've been bad boy.
Yeah. speaking of bad boys, it's Tom Looney.
Hey!
Looney!
Now, Tom. Oh, so I've got caught one, yeah.
Last week, sure, all the viewers have mentioned it. You know, the podcast isn't out yet. There's a bit of tension in the room. Not only because Joe said, you know, hurry up, or words to that effect. But maybe over time, I'm certainly guilty of it. Maybe we're not giving it our full attention or respect that it deserves.
No.
I want to take time to apologise for rushing you. You know, you always ask if we want one more. I say no.
Yeah.
Not taking you seriously.
Okay, go on.
I feel like maybe I try to butt in with little remarks that take away from your segment, which you work hard on. Max, of course, you sort of torn away at Tom's hard work by saying he just Googles stuff.
Yeah,
he often doesn't even look at the sheet when he recites this information.
Mm.
We should all acknowledge that, you know, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Go on, Max.
Just to sort of carry on with what Stephen was saying, I have mocked you in the past for being able to use Google in such a way that makes your segment so easy.
Mm.
And obviously IMAX, I have to go to different countries, get interviews with famous actors.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I am guilty of editing your segment down to the worst bits and putting it out there for everyone to see.
You should really stop doing that.
You know, I should stop doing that, probably.
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
I probably will stop doing it. You know, if today's one's amazing.
It's supposed to be a team, eh, Max?
Yeah, exactly. And I sort of lost that. And we had that big rivalry. That's a bit awful. And we are friends at the end of the day.
I never felt that it was this bad, but the fact that you've really kind of gone
I was sat in the car with Joe, and he was saying he was spooked by it, and I just thought to myself, he's right, we've never really addressed it. We just think, you know, because you're so old, you're used to the banter.
I am
used to the banter, it's fine.
Tom, I didn't mean to upset you last week, and I just want to take this time out to probably look you in the eye.
Yeah.
Just say sorry.
Yeah.
It is an okay segment, and it needs its time.
Kind words.
Yeah. I agree, because I've had a load of phone calls myself going, does anyone actually...
You're isolating, mate.
Does anyone actually like Tom on the podcast? Right. So I was like, no, they do. We love Tom.
Yeah.
We really do. We really respect his segment, and we thought he does deserve a bit more time. They say, can he have like a little five more extra at least, just so we can see his talent.
What the fuck is going on?
Sometimes we get rushed.
We do, We get swept off our feet.
And you see it in the comments as well, reflected by the audience. You know, they think that we put you down constantly. And it's sort of sad to see.
Yeah.
Oops. Anyway, now that's all out on the table, we can move on and have a lovely segment. Tom Looney.
Really kind of flat.
Looney!
Go on, take it away.
So, this week I just thought it might be... So recently they stopped doing final meals on death row.
I was just having that conversation last night.
They stopped?
Lasagna and chips.
They stopped doing it, so you'll just get the whatever's on offer in the prison that day.
Really?
For your final meal.
Well, I thought, just if it's ever happened.
Yeah.
As if there was a gluten-free person who thought, you know what,
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah, I'm gonna have some gluten. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely allergic to something.
And then, yeah. And then the lawyer comes in, the defendant, yeah. And saves them from the case. Just something.
I'd rather be dead.
We've got you off. We've got you off.
Just going into anaphylactic shock.
I just had a stuffed crust, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, so I just thought I've got some interesting ones here, some outrageous ones, and some really, really underwhelming ones. A fella called Victor Harry Figuer, who was sentenced to death for kidnap and murder. His final meal was a single olive.
But he insisted I've heard that, he wanted
the pit left in. So his whole thing was he wanted to be buried with the olive pit, and hopefully the tree of peace would grow.
Wow. Yeah, so kind of, wow. It breaks through the wood in the coffin.
I don't think it did.
Break out of his skin. Mm. I'll mind you, it dissolve.
I've got some couple of like ridiculous ones that just people that have gone to town. Lawrence Russell Brewer, it was awful killer.
Really, but a good killer.
Really, the one is in Texas. He, the one who lynched the black man to the back of to the back of his truck and just drove with him.
Jesus. God. So, yeah.
Two fried chicken steaks with gravy and onion, a triple bacon cheeseburger, God, cheese omelette with ground beef, tomatoes, onions, bell peppers and jalapenos, three fajitas, a meat feast pizza, a bowl of fried okra, pound of barbecued meat with half a loaf of white bread, peanut butter fudge with crushed peanuts and a pint of Bluebell ice cream, all washed down with three root beers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
Right, would you be rushed for time? Can we leave that? Can we move on to put it to the map?
Yeah, of course. I expected I expected as much.
Wow.
I'm grateful.
We've got used a lot of time, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true.
We spent too much time yakking on at the start about how grateful we are for the second one.
Yeah. Saved some good stuff there. That's a shame. Funny. It's a good little bit.
Dave Raves!
It's Dave's Race! Dave's Race! Gonna get those Dave's Race!
He's something. Mixed emotions.
I am something this
Take
week.
Time with this, Dave, by the way.
Oh, cheers. I thought so. So I've got a few this week, just like a little question, like little thinkers sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I might have asked this one before, but it's always planned on my mind, this one.
Come on, mate, we've got the time.
Exactly, that's what I mean. I can go over all 12 of them if I want.
Yeah.
So my first inquiry is, where do they get coconut seeds from?
I think there's a bit at the head of the nut. So it's like at the end of a banana. Like, the banana's not full of seeds, but there's that bit. And
at the end.
It grows. The seeds are in there. They're normally in that bit, yeah.
See, I've all that's always been like.
You've had a nutty head.
A nutty head.
So nutted on your face,
Dave. David,
is that what it means?
Oh, that's crass. That's crass.
Doesn't like a chocolate bar or something.
Oh, yeah, right. Sound like his dad. Sorry, crass dad.
Yeah. Just.
How do they get them boats in them bottles?
And it wasn't a refugee thing.
I mean, with Skyle.
Do they build the bottle around it? Or do they build the boat in the bottle?
The boat will be in little pieces, which you'll get like tweezers, basically. And you'll poke it through the hole, and then you can build it all.
Oh, well, I hate
some
that
skill
job.
For that. Yeah, yeah. That's, so some of them are like.
Oh, intricate.
Mint
yeah.
and dish.
Yeah.
That's so finickety.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Back then, though, you didn't have TV.
I can't like hold a drink properly.
Yeah,
I'll be twitching everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I hate? Going over to sit, going overdressed or underdressed to an event or a night out.
Is it you saying this?
Yeah,
it sounds like that. This isn't your opinion. No, and you're like reading it.
Oh, I hate it. Because
did Stephen write these words?
This is meant to sound saying girls. Because I
don't
once,
we hate it when you go to two parties at once. What?
Because I wore jeans to a trampoline place, and I was the only person wearing jeans in this trampoline. And I'm thinking, all these people think I'm a right twat.
Can I just say, if I watched a sitcom where the whole situation of the comedy was wearing jeans to a trampoline place, I'd probably turn it off.
There goes that one. No,
so is that you're overdressed?
But overdressed, and then I've been underdressed going to a family party.
Oh, my trampoline game.
Well, I always thought these I had pyjamas, but I didn't know they were pyjamas. I thought they was just like comfy lounging about sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I wore them out once to a
funeral.
Just out and about. Everyone's like, you do realise they're pyjamas? I was like, no.
Oh, my dressing gown.
They're like a thin.
You did, yeah. Mm. But that was
a breakdown.
You shouldn't have done that though, really.
No, I enjoyed that.
I've wore a dressing gown to pick up a Mackey's.
Yeah.
Is that your front door or?
Nah, drove. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Couldn't be.
You had to go in.
Nah, that would be embarrassing. I didn't wear any shoes.
that was the weird thing. The pedals.
Yeah, were you dressed under the robe?
I was. Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sort of Dave segment, isn't it?
No.
Oh, we've got time.
We've got loads of time, haven't we? But that was all for... Days Race.
Gotta get those Days Race.
He's David.
He's angry. Or someone is.
What are you angry for?
It's fine.
Welcome to Stephen Price.
Yeah, this is
still going. The segment lasts a minute, but you know, I don't cry about it. So last week's songs were The Automatic by Monster. Might be the other way around, never heard of them. Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy Better Know, Too Many Men.
Yeah.
You can't have too many men, can you? Grease, Summer Nights.
Wow.
Thirteen of you won £100 off Max, so well done, Max.
£1,300.
You'll never get that off me.
No, you won't. Although something worth £100 is a snog off Max.
Mm-hmm. Been valued by Christie's.
Christie, it was Chris Tarrant there.
Great friend of the podcast.
He's not, he doesn't have time for it. Anyway, is Fortune Teller. All I want for Christmas
is freedom. And I'm up for the sweet ass pussy. Yeah,
that's right. One more time. All I want for Christmas it's sort of a Lockdown 2 bass theme there, except for the last bit, if you know my girlfriend. Would you rather? Here's a question I've come up with.
Ooh.
If at 18 you were told you had to kill someone to live another year, how old would you live to be?
After a while, I guess you get used to it, wouldn't you? You know, it's
the rat race, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone's going to fall down in the dirt and you just keep on rising.
I mean, if they don't die, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds like my death's a little bit planned. So, I've got kind of...
Am I curing cancer? Because if I'm like...
Dave, it's up to you, mate.
If I put my mind to it and I want to cure cancer, I'm not saying I'm going to cure cancer, but...
No one's going to hold you to that.
Exactly. I'm going to kill people so I can try and find a cure for cancer.
Yeah, but when they catch you just sat there with Salford City in the Champions League, they're going to go, that's great and all, Dave. But old Doris down the road's looking dodgy.
I was like, one more year. I'll do it next year, I promise.
Chocolate orange or mint chocolate?
Chocolate orange.
That's a really good question.
Thanks, guys.
I do like chocolate orange in terms of when I'm having chocolate.
I prefer chocolate orange. You thought about it.
Mint chocolate chip is my favourite ice cream.
Yeah.
See, I love an after eight.
I think it's too obvious, that one. Sometimes you get the hard, bitter chocolate. What am I doing? It's a death podcast.
Aero balls.
Yeah.
Aero balls.
They're good.
I like the don't whack it, smack it.
Baby Bell.
Bad Cherries. Kids. Oh, yeah. Right.
It's like Terry's chocolate orange, Stephen.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dawn French.
Yeah, I like Dawn French.
Tried the white ones.
Dawn French.
Yeah, not a fan.
No.
Sorry, guys. Also, a massive thank you to Audio Always for having us in the studio. And here's a podcast I think you may just enjoy.
Hello, I'd like to introduce you to Help I Sexted My Boss. It's the podcast that helps you navigate the challenges of modern life.
Or, as I put it, this is the podcast that helps finish my career.
Each week, you can hear me, Jordan North, and that lad there, William Anson, the UK's leading etiquette expert. Apparently, that is a real job. And we offer you advice for all your sticky situations. But we don't always agree on everything, do we, William?
No, we don't. But somehow we're busy mates.
We are busy mates. Every week we come together to help you with all sorts of everyday problems. Like, what do you do if your cat swallows your used condom? That was actually a question that somebody sent in.
It's disgusting.
And is it okay to tell someone that they've got a spot that's very easily poppable?
I mean, no, that's even more disgusting. I mean, we are busy mates, but thankfully we haven't reached that level where we're popping each other's spots.
There's always next year, and of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss?
If you need our help, and God knows Jordan needs it, search for Help I Sexted My Boss wherever you're listening to this message.
Just make sure you're not with your boss when you do it, otherwise you might get into trouble.
Put it to the max. It's
Put
on your
it
computer.
To the max. Yeah. To the max. Put it to the max.
La 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 la.
Put it to the max.
To the max.
Okay. Hello. Only me. Max's sweet lover here. My problem is I haven't seen Max by the park bench where we make sweet, sweet love for 3 days for a long time. The man is an absolute stallion and rocks my whole body. Max, please come back to the bench where you used to review the freshest, newest movies for IMAX. You've changed and moved to Hollywood to meet Oscar-winning actors and actresses, including that bitch Whoopi Goldberg. Instead of filling my needs, come back, mummy needs feeding. Lots of love. This is from Zoe Diak. And
by she's, needs, they mean vagina.
She sent a lovely picture of the good old days. It's just...
we'll put that up on screen.
Wow.
Looks like it's already been put up.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Max, are you going to go back to the park bench?
Probably not. No.
We can't see your face in that picture.
Get your leg up.
It's a fantastic Photoshop.
Really is.
It's a great bum.
Really good. Well done.
Well, just because I'm on the bench doesn't mean they're homeless.
Really sweaty hands, sorry. Horrible.
Embarrassed myself then.
Can I have it?
Got one here from Dom. He says, I look like Dave. Should I get plastic surgery? Thanks, goodbye.
Enough said.
If you could get plastic surgery,
yeah, you should,
one,
Dave.
One thing you could change about yourself, what would it be?
Probably the my eye. It's always been an issue for me. I can't look up.
Really?
I'm like a dog. Well, I can with this one. I forget what it is. Yeah.
Dogs don't look up.
No, apparently not.
Pigs, isn't it?
Oh, is it pigs that can't look up?
Oh, great, yeah. Well done, Stephen. Hey.
I reckon you're a handsome looking man, that guy.
Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, no, he isn't. Hey,
very, very kind of you.
That's not even
No. You're looking at the wrong. That's you.
Like goatsy.
Yeah, okay. Got one here from Mitch C.
Yeah, boy. Mitch C on the scene, yeah.
Hello, Stephen, Tom, Max, and Cameron. Whoa. I presumably, like most of your viewers, I'm still a virgin. And recently on...
That doesn't imply the young, it just means... Probably not sexually active.
And recently on a holiday, I met this girl and I've started speaking to her via Snapchat for a few months now. She's invited me to her uni house, which is good, but obviously there is a problem. I'm barely 17, and she is turning 20. Although I feel like I should be delighted about that, I do find it a bit strange. Do I risk the considerable punishment I would receive from my parents to have sex with a girl I don't entirely like?
Wait, what? Sorry.
How do you punish them? You don't do the cigarette thing and go, they have to have sex with all the 20-year-olds.
The problem is that they might find out that you don't really like her, but you do... Oh.
Is there an age difference?
So he's 17, she's 20.
Okay. What's the problem here?
Technically, he's underage, I guess.
No, he's 16.
He's 16.
It's fine.
Sorry, I don't look up the
age. Absolutely fine. You know what?
Whoa, just live in ignorance here.
Better number.
He can't look up though.
Oh, well, if I don't ask.
You don't know it to be annoying.
Ignorance is bliss.
Pignorance.
Pignorance, yeah. Underpants.
Pig piss. Yeah. Okay, now instead of a final question, I've got a great letter here from a girl who is called Emma. And I spoke to her last year and she was, you know, diagnosed with something terminal. It's very sad. But she sent me this letter to read out on the podcast. It's just a great view on life. It's a scary thought not being alive, especially when there's so much you haven't yet done. I don't want it to be over yet. I just want the chance to become the person I've always dreamed of being. Have a successful career, a family of my own, and a lifetime of memories. In today's society, some people are terrified of getting a wrinkle or a grey hair, but I'd give anything to have that. To have the chance of living a long life with the people I love, the chance to start a family. It's hard having to say goodbye to your future when you feel like life hasn't truly begun. It's impossible for the mind to comprehend what death is. I can't imagine not being here anymore, but sometimes we have to face and accept the unimaginable. I'd like to think that I've lived my life the way I wanted to, and that makes me proud. It hasn't been perfect, but whose life is? Life can be cruel, but that doesn't define us. It's the type of person we are that defines us, and our reactions to life's unpredictable nature. I've met some amazing people who have unknowingly played a big part in my life, as they've acted as a distraction for me when the times have been rough. They've made me laugh when I felt like all the laughter had been drained out of me. Memories are something that I really treasure, not just for me, but for my friends and family too. In life, people come and go. Relationships might become stretched, but at the end of the day, it's the memories that keep them alive. I've known for a while that time isn't on my side, and I've had to think, but I'm coming to realise that no amount of thinking is going to help me comprehend my situation. Something I could tell you is that nothing in life is free. For example, we pay for things and people we love with our grief and emotions when we lose them. Everything in life has a repercussion. In a sense, I feel lucky because I get to die surrounded by the people I love, and not everyone is fortunate enough to get to do that. One of the biggest things that life has taught me is to focus on the people around me and real-life situations, rather than getting invested in materialistic things. If you have money to spend, go travelling, experience the world, don't waste it on a pair of designer shoes that are probably going to be out of fashion in a month anyway. If you're healthy, take advantage of that, just get out and experience the world. If life is making you unhappy, take a step back and think about how things can be made better. Life is so precious, and you don't want to spend it being unhappy. All of our days on this earth are limited. Life is special. Treat it with the respect it deserves. We're never guaranteed another day. I wish I realised this sooner. If there's something you want to tell someone, but you're too nervous to, just do it while you can. Don't live with regrets. We all spend a lot of our lives moaning about small problems that seem big at the time, but sometimes we just need to take a step back and see the bigger picture. There's always going to be someone facing a worse problem than ourselves, so we need to be grateful for where we are and what we've got. I've been fortunate enough to have a good support network, and the last few months of my life have been the best I've ever had. It's bittersweet. I will always be grateful for the memories that I've got to make, the people I got to make them with, and the people I got to meet. Please just do the things you want whilst you still can, because the truth is that you never know what life has in store for you. Don't take your health or the people around you for granted. That's my wish. We never know which day is going to be our last. That was a very wise letter there, someone that's so young. But you know, it's just puts things into perspective, I think, reading that.
Inspirational, yeah. To be fair.
This is it.
Yeah.
Devastating.
So sad. Very but you know, she was really clever. She drew a picture of me and Max. Yeah. It was brilliant.
Very talented.
And, it's rare that people are, you know, very academic and great at the arts. Yeah. I thought it was just on my own there, but
One in a million.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
I definitely couldn't have written anything like that when I was 15.
That's even now. Sure. Even now, yeah.
Just
come on, Max.
I
thought it was a really powerful letter, and especially for someone so young. Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by David Rees.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Max Smith.
Cheers, guys. You're going to clap some.
Yeah. Tom Looney.
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 And Joe McGrath.
Joe.
He sparked up a blunt. Anyway, stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.
Ciao.